Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel reading today tells us of a young man who had died and now was raised to life. Jesus raising him to life. And it would be a simple enough of a thing and an awesome thing at that if this were all to it. It might appear that this gospel reading is all about this young man being raised to life by Jesus Christ. But a closer look at this text shows us that it's not really about this young man who died. It is rather about his mother. So many details in these few verses tell us about her, this woman who was a widow, and now she has lost her only son. When Jesus finds her, she is distraught. Her emotion is pouring out of her. And the overwhelming response of the people in the town of Nain, they are there for her. They are there to support her in her grief as her son is being carried out to be buried. So this really is all about her. As Jesus, when he comes up to her, he tells her something that we should never say to anyone who has lost a loved one. Don't weep. Now, Jesus is not callous. He is not clueless. Rather, he has a reason for telling her not to weep, because he knows what he is going to do. He goes up to that open coffin and he touches it. He is going to erase her tears with her son. He is going to restore her son back to her. And that is exactly what he does. He speaks to this man who was now dead. And we know that dead people cannot hear. And yet this man heard the words of Christ. Get up, because Jesus is able to bring about hearing, even in those who are no longer living. And so this young man, he sat up and he began speaking, and Jesus gives him back to his mother. So this really is all about her, restoring her joy, restoring her son. And yet, as we look at it, we see that there's something more, isn't there? That in fact, this really is about someone else. And we begin to see this when we see the response of all the people there. They declare a great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. This statement that a prophet has risen among us comes from Deuteronomy chapter 18. In the words that God spoke to Moses, Moses was the great prophet of the Israelites who brought them out of slavery in Egypt and then through the wilderness into the promised land. And yet he also would at some point not be there. And so God promised to him, I will raise up another prophet from among the people, and he will be the great prophet. This is what was happening in the very midst of these people. Jesus coming in the flesh, restoring people even to life. And then the other statement, that God has visited his people, is reminiscent of the prayer of Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. When John the Baptist was born, his father, Zechariah, prayed one of the most beautiful prayers in all of the Bible. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. This is now being brought about. The very one that John the Baptist pointed to, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Here he was going about doing that, visiting his people, redeeming his people. And if raising someone to life does not show that, I'm not sure if there's anything that could. So this really is all about Jesus, isn't it? We see that certainly It is about this young man. He was dead and now he is alive. But we see also it's about his mother, because she was distraught and now has joy once again. But especially, it's about Jesus. Jesus, the one who has come among his people to restore them, to redeem them, to give new life to them. But if we stop there, then we're not fully seeing what this passage is all about. Now, it is true that Luke, along with the other evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and John, are spending all their time in writing the account of Jesus Christ and his ministry, everything he taught and everything he did, to show that he is the one who is the fulfillment of all those promises in the Old Testament of the Savior to come. But the question is, why? And this is where we see that this gospel reading is about someone else as well. And that is you. This is about you. Because everything depends on resurrection. If without resurrection, all is lost. There is no hope. Now, the people of God in the Old Testament, in the time before Jesus Christ came in the flesh, they believed in this. They believed in resurrection, that in fact, on the last day, all people will be raised bodily. This is what they believed in. And this is true. We see this even before Jesus Christ himself rises from the grave, as he shows that he is the power over death by raising this young man to life. But we also see it especially in his own resurrection. Now, it's one thing to raise someone else to life, but it's quite another thing to raise yourself back from the dead. And this is what Christ has done. On his resurrection depends everything. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 that if Christ has not been raised, then our faith is in vain. All is lost. There is no hope. So everything depends on his resurrection. He has power over the grave. You and I do not need to fear the grave. You and I will be raised bodily on the last day. We will be restored in the body that God has created us, but this time to perfection. But even so, as we look forward to that day, the last day, when we will be raised bodily, we must remember also something else, because after all, this gospel reading is about you and me, isn't it? And so we don't just wait around waiting for that day, the day to come when Christ returns again and raises us bodily. For you and I have already been raised. On the last day, it will be a bodily resurrection. But you have already died. You have already been raised. This is a spiritual resurrection, as Paul says in another of his books, Romans chapter 6, that we are united in baptism with Christ in his death, so that as he was raised by God the Father, we too are raised up to new life with him and walk in that new life that we have been given by Christ. Jesus Christ went into death for our sins. He paid on the cross the penalty, the punishment for the sin of the world, and then cemented that by rising from the grave. So we know it's true. As he has died and has been raised to life, so in baptism, you and I have died to our sinful nature and have been raised up to new life. Everything depends upon this. This is why you can know that you have hope on the last day. Think about the contrast between Jesus and every single other human being. In fact, when he raised that young man to life, it was a lot like two other boys who had been raised to life, one by the prophet Elijah and one by the prophet Elisha. We heard about the one in our Old Testament reading where Elijah, he did not raise this young man to life, but rather he called upon the Lord, because only God has power to raise people from the dead, and he did so. This is why we see that in Jesus Christ, who is the prophet who has been raised up, is actually God in the flesh. For he himself raised this young man to life, and he has done so also for you in your baptism. He will also do so for you on the last day. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.